Hi, Billy. Hi, Billy. Hello.
All at the moment.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I
Can you
can
hear me?
now. I can now.
Perfect. Sorry about that. I had the headphone on mute. I do apologise. So it's Billy, as I explained to you. We're calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim you did apply for. So
Okay.
my job today is just to make sure we've got your personal details on file, explain to you the procedure, and then that way we can get your case sent off for submission for you today, okay?
Okay.
So we've got your name down as Andrew Gibson, but I can also see your email. It's andygibby13@gmail.com. Is that correct, darling?
That is correct, yes.
And are you known by Andy, or do people call you Andrew?
Andy.
Andy, perfect.
Yes.
Not a problem. And can I also please ask you, when you was in the care system, was you known as any other names at all, sir?
No, just before we go any further, Billy, I wasn't in the care system. I was put into Ballina Prison as a young person.
Okay. That's fine as well. The reason I just use care system is that's just because that is usually the application. But if I am correct, I did see here that you did pop on your application, actually, that the incident location was Barlinnie Prison.
Yes.
And was it the case where, like, you were a lot younger than the people that you're placed in there with?
Definitely. I was a young offender at the time, and
yeah,
was remanded for 7 days, and we were put into Barlinnie Prison for 3 nights and then moved to Longrigent.
Now, Longrigent is one place that I have already had a...
Sorry, you broke up.
Can I please ask you, how old was you when you was actually taken into this prison system?
I'll have to get the dates exactly. I think I was about 17, 18. Remember that age.
Okay, no problem.
Maybe a bit older.
And what was the reason why they placed you there?
I was remanded in custody with a pending charge, which turned out I got found not guilty of.
Sorry about that. And can I please ask you in regards to yourself, what's your date of birth at the moment, sorry?
25/07/1970.
And could I please also ask you for your current home postcode, please?
Yes, it's Golf 33 1 Bravo Sierra.
And the door number?
15.
Perfect. And in regards to growing up, so let me just get that here, of course, it was just yourself that was just placed in that care, into the prison system. And can I ask you as well, while she was there, did they obviously give you any sort of support or anything throughout your time within these places?
No, none at all. Abuse, more than anything, got abused more than anything in the place. The older men.
What local authority was you cared under? So what area did you grow up in before you'd placed into the prison system?
Glasgow, the Strathclyde police arrested me, so Glasgow, Strathclyde area.
No problem. And can I ask you, in regards to this case, we locate your file so we'll understand that you was positioned in these places, and then your statement is what will help us give you an understanding of the value of your claim. So it's not the case that we will be clutching at straws. As soon as we can locate your files and prove that you was within these places, your statement will basically value the amount you receive. Now, the areas that you have made me aware of where you have been placed, I have already had clients myself that have been within these areas. So as soon as we do locate that, your stories will most likely match up with theirs as well, which again will prove you are right in what you are saying. Now, one thing that we do require whilst this case is ongoing is a beneficiary. So basically, if the worst was to happen to you over the next few months, this reimbursement would go to somebody you would be happy. Now, have you got a partner or, say, a child or anything like that you would be happy for me to use as a beneficiary for you? Anybody over the age of 18?
Yes, a child, a son.
Perfect. And what's your son's name?
Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, Connor Gibson.
Gibson. And can I please ask you for his mobile number, please, darling?
Yeah, 2 seconds, I'll get it for you.
No problem, I'll take your time.
Mobile is 07944 182 316.
And in regards to yourself, let me just have a look here. You said you was around about 17 years of age when you first set place into there. What was the first place that they sent you to? Sorry, sir.
The first place was a police station. Obviously, we were held overnight in a police station at Eastern House and then taken to court on the Monday morning and then put straight into Ballinney Prison, awaiting transportation to Longreach End.
And how long was you in Ballinney Prison for?
3 nights. I'm sure it was 3 nights.
3 nights, out on roughly. And while she was here, can I ask you for your experiences here, please, Sally?
Yeah, I was abused. I was physically abused and sexually abused as well.
And was that by another staff member or was that by other inmates in there?
That was by an inmate.
And when you went in there, did any of the prison officers look out for you or anything, or did they put you in the same rooms, same cells as the elder people?
Yes, I was in the same holding cell downstairs for probably a period of 2 hours with an older prisoner. That was the one who abused me.
Was any of the staff members in there ever physical towards you while she was there, hit you or anything like that?
Yes,
or
I did.
Or any of the other inmates?
I get beat off a couple of inmates, and one prison warden in particular was quite roughly. He was throwing us about and slapping us and kicking us.
Do you remember his name at all?
I do not. Sorry, no.
Do not worry. That's fine. That's not an issue. After 3 nights, where was you transferred then? Sorry, to?
Transferred to Longreach End. Young Offenders in Airdrie.
Can I ask you for your experiences in here, please, darling?
That was just physical abuse from inmates
from
and staff.
And children.
Both, uh-huh.
Was it the case where did they ever keep you locked in your cell a lot longer than expected?
Well, yes, we were locked up probably 23 hours of the day, yes, out for... In fact, we didn't even get fed in the cell as well, and we got out for exercise for an hour and locked up the rest of the time.
Can I ask you also here, did they, like you said, did deprive you of food sometimes?
No, they didn't deprive us of food. I wouldn't say that, but what they were feeding us wasn't adequate.
No, not anything.
I wasn't familiar with the prison system, so I don't know what I was meant to get, how I was meant to get treat or whatever. I just took it as it came. It was my first time and last time in prison.
Did they allow you to have visits with your family or anything, or did they try and stop this?
No, I got visits.
And while she was here, did they, while she was in the Longreach End, did any of the staff members, was they physical towards you as well? Did they ever assist you to the showers or anything like that, or is it the case they had to assist you to the showers anyway?
Yeah, do you know, I don't think I ever took a shower in there. I think I was too scared.
That's it, I'm sorry to hear that. And how long was you in here for, darling?
That was four or five nights I was in Longreach End. Probably 4 nights. Aye, so there's 3 in Ballinney, 4, 7. We were remanded for 7 days. So 4 nights in Longreach End.
And then after this, did they release you?
the court's released Zaha on bail.
And did you return home to mum?
I did, yes.
Return home. Of course, it's affected you at this moment in time then. Can I ask you what impact it's had on you, like in regards to speaking to you now? I understand that it is a struggle for you to speak about this. But is it something that's caused you to have some kind of anxiety or PTSD or anything like that?
Yes, I've always had flashbacks and nightmares about it. I'm 55 now. And the older I'm getting, I'm thinking to myself, the guys that were doing what they were doing to me was round about my age. And I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. I'm trying to relive it and put myself in their shoes and say to myself, how could a guy that's my age treat a young boy? And I just can't get my head around about it. So
that's something that I'm trying to get my head around as well at the moment with doing this job. I can't believe, even fair enough, his children are in there from different, and you don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but a lot of this is happening by the staff members. A lot of them was turning blind eyes to it. Even the police and the government failures, because the police would see children stood at the side of the road in their underwear and things at early hours in the morning and returning back to the care home. Uh-huh. Not questioning why that was the case or how they even got out. And unfortunately, the only way I can explain it to people is it was the actual government that had failed you. They was funding this. There was a big money, it's a money maker to have children back in care those days. And that's right. Why it was so easy for them to take or use off your parents for things like not going to school and things like that. Now, whether it's the care system or the jail systems, they're all independent and funded by the government. So they was all making money off doing this to children. They didn't care once about the situations they was putting these children in whatsoever. They was just taking them and palming them in any way that they could possibly get them to keep the money scheme on going. Now,
really?
That's why we're so confident in regards to the refund process at the moment, because as much as a lot of these places have now gone into liquidation, or a lot of these people who have actually assaulted people or abused people have passed away or been convicted. Now, I know no money is any justice whatsoever, but it's the only justice we can get for you at the moment, and it's the government that have to refund for this. They've been found for doing this and allowing this to happen. So the money actually comes from the government. Now, with this claim ongoing at the moment, it would be wrong for me to give you a direct value, because as you can imagine, each case is different and people have been impacted in different ways. But we can confidently tell you that the average claim will be around $48,000. Now, of course, you can be looking at more than that. That's just something for you. That's something we can give you confident understanding of. We can't give you any higher false promises. The case will take a maximum of 12 months to run. Does not mean it will take 12 months. We just have to tell you 12 months to be on the safe side, just for that way. We're covering our own backs in case it takes the longest amount of time. You could be contacted in around 6 or 8 weeks' time. Now, what I am going to do for you, most importantly, is I'm going to secure your account with a password, just because once this claim goes through, they'll know that the process is ongoing and you will get a call and they'll offer you something like £2,000 to be paid within 24 hours. Now, that's them trying to give you an under-settlement figure because they will not want to pay out the higher amount. Now,
yeah,
we will highly advise you not to accept that.
Right,
they will
okay.
Say it's Scottish Redress. It won't. It'll be a government scheme. So it'll be a call centre that works for the Scottish Redress trying to get you to accept an upfront figure, because, of course, they'll make a commission on it. They'll pay you out anything up to £10,000. But if you accept £3,000, that company will then get paid £7,000 and, therefore, your claim's done. Now, they will try and underpay you because, of course, if they've got the option to pay you £50,000 or £5,000, they're going to try and underpay as much as they possibly can. Now, what I have been doing, just so you're on the safe side, is I'll pop a password on the account for you anyway. So if anyone calls you and you don't know who you're speaking to, just say, what's the password? And if you don't know the password, just pop the phone down on them.
Oh, okay.
What word would be rememberable to you?
Rogue.
Perfect, no problem. So we've got a password on the file, so he was Rogue. Now, if anyone calls you and they don't know the password, just say, don't want to speak to you. Is there anyone important? They'll hang up or check your emails, because we'll always keep you updated anyway throughout your stages. But what I will also do for you as well, Mr. Gibson, is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp now. Now, this way, if there's anything that you forgot to mention to me and you think, I should have mentioned that earlier, don't hesitate to bob me a message over. If you want to know where your claim's up to.
Okay, what I'll try and do is get the exact dates. Are you able to trace the dates that I was in this system?
Well, what's happened is I've just sent a link over to you. It'll come through to your mobile now. We'll just need you to confirm that and send that back to me. I'll help you talk you through it in a minute. And that is basically you saying that you're happy for us to request your files. Now, as soon as we locate your files, that will prove to us that you was within these places. It'll show us all the dates and things like that. The reason I have to ask you a rough understanding, it's just so we've got a statement so they can't turn around and say, he's not said this and he wasn't in these places. We can go to them confidently and say, this is what he remembers. Of course, it was so many years back, so he's not going to remember the exact same date. We are requesting these files. Then they have to send back us the files. Now, it'll state everything on there. Of course, it won't state sexual assault and things like that, because people aren't going to write down what they've just done. That's where I'm trying to explain to you, that's just the reason we take the information from you, is you give us an understanding of what you've dealt with, and therefore we will pay you out based on what you said you've been impacted by.
Right, yeah, okay. And will you be...
Now,
if I'm not sure if it was 17, 18 or 19 years of age when I was in there, I take it, if I can't get the exact date, you'll be able to trace it, huh?
We'll figure that out anyway. That's just so we have a rough understanding.
Okay,
and therefore, we can, if you're a toddler or if you're a teenager, that just, we understand not everything's got to be to the exact date.
I was in my late teens for definite, and it was in the summer. I'll never forget that.
Bless you. I mean, it is unfortunate. Anyway, that Longrigg, I've had a lot of stories about that. A lot of people tell me it's quite damp and things in there. And a lot of children was placed within that area as well. A lot of children was placed there just for as a holding, whilst he was going into assessment, to going into care. Now, they should not have been putting 12-year-old boys into a big prison like that. They shouldn't have even been putting any sort of teenagers into a prison like that, especially prison initially, whether you're an adult or not. You know, it's a scary situation as it is, and they shouldn't be putting you in holding cells, most definitely, with people who's assaulting you. They know that they're known for that. It's like the police is aware of what was going on and they allowed all this to happen and turn a blind eye to it. And that's one thing that I struggle with understanding these days, and it makes you understand that you can't really trust people the way that you thought you could.
Well, and that was a year old for a few years, just couldn't trust any adults.
Which you can't blame anybody for that. Now, it seems like, of course, people go one way or the other regarding this, and like I said, try to block it out as much as they can. Putting young boys into prison that age is only going to go one way or the other. They're going to stay down that route, or they're going to try and get back onto the straight and narrow. But unfortunately, that's them putting them boys in a tricky situation from a young age to make them decisions, and you go straight into fight or flight mode. If he was in there for longer than 7 days, you would have had no option but to prepare yourself to brace for impact every single day and have to go out there and deal with these situations. And that is so unfortunate that you have to think like that from a young age. It impacts you mentally. It's not just about the physical, it's the mental side of things as well, and how it plays a toll on you over the years and how it does impact you in your life.
That's what I do struggle the most mentally with it.
Bless you. Now, would you do me a favour? Will you just check for me if you've had a text message come through from Zoho, please? It's on your text, and it should be in your email as well.
Yes, Zoho text, yes.
Perfect. Now, it will say click on this link. Would you click on that little link beside it for me, please? This is to give us access to your files.
Proceed to document.
Yeah. And once you click on proceed to document, it will then take you to a box that says signature.
Yeah, just going through the pages. A signature, yes.
Now, once you click on the signature, it brings up three little signatures with your name and like kind of fancy writing. If you click on the top one or either of them, and underneath that, there will be a little tick box that says, I acknowledge. Once you've clicked that and pressed OK, it should then say, you have all set.
I'm actually pressing the signature piece, but I can't get it to go any larger to sign it. I've just hit the bottom. It says agree and continue.
Yeah, what press agree and continue for me. That's why it's not allowing you to go any further. Press agree and continue for me. And then once you've done that, does it allow you to click on the box where it says signature?
So any one of the three boxes, yes.
Yes, any one of them, darling.
Yes, it has. It's given three signatures. Now I can see it on my screen. It's given three signatures and my initial.
Perfect. If you click any of them signatures for me, and then underneath that there's a little tick box that says, I acknowledge, and then you press OK.
That's that done, Billy.
Perfect. Let me just see if that's come back through for you. Brilliant. Brilliant. Now, have you got anything like a driver's license or a passport or anything like that, or a provisional at all?
Yes, I've got a driver's license.
Perfect. Driver's license will work for both because it'll use your proof of address on there as well. I have sent you a message over on WhatsApp, so that is basically personal contact for me. Any questions at any time, or if you want to track your claim, you just drop me a message on there, and as soon as I've got 2 minutes, I'll give you a call straight back. If you could please send me a picture over of your driver's license, just so we know that it is you that's going to be claiming the money and it will go to your address as well, and then I can get your case submitted off for you right away, darling.
Okay, well, I just send that through WhatsApp, Bill, yes.
Yes, please, and I've already sent you a message over on WhatsApp, so that should be there for you.
Okay, I'll do that just now then.
Perfect. Now, what I'll do is I'll let you go, because I'm basically, everything we've discussed now, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to retype it. I won't change anything that you have made me aware of. I'm just going to emphasise the impact that it's had on you then and also the impact it's had on you now. Now, that'll take me about 5 minutes to do so, and once I receive your ID over, I will confirm to yourself your case has now been sent off for submission, so you'll know exactly that it's been sent off and it's been submitted today, darling. Okay?
That's great. Thank you.
Well, I do appreciate your time, and thank you so much for making me aware of everything that you have had to go through. I do really apologise that you have had to deal with that, but I can reassure you, we'll go ahead and go full force for the justice, and I will reassure you we'll get the justice that you deserve, darling, all right?
That's great. Thank you very much for your help, Nicole, Billy.
No problem.
Have a good day.
You too, okay. Darling. Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye.